Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, saw a story today that came out. Kraft Macaroni and Cheese is changing its name. They want to change it to Kraft Mac and Cheese. You know, it's just a little marketing campaign.
And that's what people normally call it. Hey, you want some mac and cheese?
Right. So what could this possibly have to do with you and work years ago?
In the early 80s. Well, you may remember that Kraft had an advertising campaign back then where they like, we really should call it cheese and macaroni because it's so cheesy.
Right.
And it was, you know, little kids are saying, cheese and macaroni, and it was really cute. Well,
so where were you at this time?
I was in college, and I was also working at a radio station in Stevens Point as a reporter.
Okay.
And also a weekend news anchor.
Sure.
So I would have to be there on Saturdays or Sunday mornings doing the news.
Were you eating the macaroni?
No, sometimes it got kind of boring, so I would just be chatting with whoever was the DJ at the time. And this guy, his name is Jerry. He's a TV weatherman somewhere beautiful in California now. But anyway, I thought, why don't we write a letter to... oh my God, this is so stupid. To Kraft and say we're all in favor of the cheese and macaroni idea, that we support it because...
Were you doing this on the air?
No. We were just sitting around
talking
in the newsroom, yeah. And there's a typewriter right there, an old-fashioned... Well, I probably got to use the electric because I was the only one there.
Right.
And so I typed up a letter and mailed it off to Kraft saying, please change the name. But the return address, for some reason, that I put on the envelope was the radio station's address.
Well, probably to make it look more official.
Right.
Were you guys drunk?
No. We were just... I mean, seriously. I mean, I would get all the news written, and then there'd be like 55 minutes in between newscasts where I'd have nothing to do.
Right, and there was no internet to
I would just sit, you know, sitting around. So
you wrote a letter.
So, I mean, that's not the funny part of the story. People are like, why do we care about that? Well, when the response came back from Kraft that said, you know, dear Kathleen, due to product laws, we can't call it cheese and macaroni because there's actually more macaroni than there is cheese.
Right.
Well, the letter comes back to the radio station, and we used to get tons of actual mail at the radio station with news releases and things of the sort.
Yeah.
So my boss opens it, reads it, and then just puts it on my clipboard with a big question mark on the envelope. Like, what in the heck
is this? I was hoping he was going to have you do it as an actual news story. So did you just carefully take it off the clipboard and never speak of it again? Or did you have to go in?
I'm pretty sure that that's what I did. I just didn't speak of it, and I probably showed it to Jerry, and we laughed, and we're like, oh, that's probably shouldn't have put the, you know, 500 Division Street on there as the return address.
Put a box of mac and cheese on his desk, maybe, your boss. He never brought it up again?
I don't think so. He just put it on my clipboard, like, hey, you got mail. What the heck? But he had opened it because he thought it was, you know, some important news release.
From, like,
they're gonna build a macaroni and cheese factory in Stevens Point or something.
And he's like, I think my news reporter has a little too much free time on the weekend.
105.5 Triple M.